Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast with your hosts, Jen and Joe.
Here we are.
Yeah, we're at Odd Mall in Toledo, Ohio. This is like an eclectic
craft show
with oddities and odd people.
Yes, us being one of
them. Yes.
Definitely. Joe, you know, we came to the show last year, and we really enjoyed it because we were walking around, but this year having our booth here, it's just been amazing for us.
Yeah.
It's a really great
convention. It's fun to be part of it. And instead of just walking around. But the nice part is last night it was over at 6.
Mm-hmm.
We're home at 6:15.
I know. That doesn't happen. Usually we're on the road. Travel.
So we have a special guest with us sitting here. We have Bowtie the Clown.
Josh!
Hey!
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Always fun to have friends on the show.
And if you recognize the song that we opened with, Get the Party Started, you saw the video of Dead in Five. Josh is actually in the video, as we mentioned a couple weeks ago in our show.
Yep, I played the clown in the music video to Let's Get the Party Started by Dead in Five.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We were recording a video there, and Josh was there running sound, and we're like, do you want to be in the video? He's like, yeah.
So we have a video star and a rap star with us today, because apparently Joe's a rapper. Some little kid came up to him and was like, are you a rapper? I love it.
And I said, Saran Rap.
Oh, that's his name. That's his rap name. But Josh, you had a really interesting thing you were telling us about that happened at a parking garage at the Michigan Theater.
Yeah.
Can you just tell us a little bit about that? Because it was just so cool.
Okay, so my band Alien Storm did a photo shoot in July at the Michigan Theater parking garage in downtown Detroit. And you might recognize that from the movie 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm.
It's a old theater that they turned into a parking garage right in the middle of downtown Detroit. And in one of the pictures, there's a shadow figure standing right at the balcony. And 5 minutes after that, I do another picture with a totally different pose, and the shadow figure's completely gone.
Oh, wow. So cool.
So 2 months later in August, we went and parked at the same garage again. It was my birthday. My mom parked at that garage, and we walked to Detroit from there. We found out that that David Bowie was one of the last performers to play there just before they closed that theater down and turned it into a parking garage. And we asked in the ghost box if David Bowie is there, and we got a response that said, it's Ziggy.
Nice.
And that's what you were saying, how, you know, usually if it's somebody copying you or that, you'd hear him say David Bowie. You wouldn't hear him say Ziggy.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people in the rock scene know him as Ziggy, but if it's somebody there that's trying to mess with you, they won't. But for him to know that actual name, that's kind of cool. And one of the last shows he did there was, like you said, during the Ziggy Stardust days.
Yep.
Wow, that's cool.
And about the shadow figure, it was in it was right in the middle of a hallway that is you physically can't get to unless you have a ladder.
Wow. Yeah, and it's pretty clear from the picture that you showed us. I mean, it's not like, okay, maybe it's a shadow. It's definite outline of a person.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You capture something really, really neat.
Now, can we steal that from you and put it up on our show notes?
Yeah, I'll send it to you on a personal message.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
you guys can check it out.
So what other things have you been doing lately, paranormal-wise? Have you been out ghost hunting or anything?
Also around July. I did a lot of stuff around July. I went to Hurock Park in Flat Rock with a couple of my ghost hunting buddies. And we found out that used to be a Native American reservation from the 1930s through like the 1800s.
Okay.
So we started doing some ghost hunting stuff. And unfortunately, I don't have the EVP with me anymore. But we got a voice. One of us asked, you know, is anybody still living here?
Yeah.
And we got an EVP that said, white man come and stole our land.
Wow. That is a long sentence for an EVP.
It was full sentence.
Wow. That's crazy. It's you know, it, you feel, I don't know, there's just so much, you know, presence of Native Americans in this, you know, Michigan, Ohio area. You know, it's hard not to get something. You know, we've gone to many places that they say this wasn't originally a Native American land. Well, there was a lot of that around
here. This whole area was all that. And, you know, a lot of people say my house was built on a burial ground, but it was all burial ground because the way that they put themselves into nature, they didn't have, okay, this is where we bury everybody.
Yeah, being nomadic too, you know, so. Interesting. Now, you're in and about Detroit a lot, which just has a whole long history. Like, have you been in places where... other places besides Michigan Theater that you've experienced anything paranormal?
Well, I definitely have to say that a couple of my first ghost hunts were at a place in the city of Wayne called the Wayne Historical Theater, and unfortunately the Wayne Historical Theater is long knocked down now.
Oh, no.
But one of my first ghost hunts was there, and before I even ghost hunted it, they used to have... it used to open once a year for a haunted house. And there was a guy standing in front of the front door of the theater wearing the whole, like, bellhop outfit and the whole nine yards, talking about how much he loves Halloween and was shaking people's hands as they went into the theater for the haunted house attraction. Well, at the end of the event, you know, we talked to one of the staff members, like, wow, you know, it's really cool you got this guy dressed up like one of the former workers. That's incredible. And the guy asked, what in the world are you talking about? They all burnt up in a fire in the 70s.
Wow.
There is no uniforms left.
That is so cool.
And we were like, no, that guy right at the front. And we point over there. There's nobody shaking hands. There's nobody in that outfit anymore standing there. It was the weirdest thing.
Cool.
So about a month after that, I got a chance to go ghost hunting there with a ghost hunting group I used to be in that's sadly no longer around. And we got an EVP of a guy singing, I'm So Lonesome I Could Die.
Aww. It makes me sad.
In a way, I kind of found it morbidly hilarious because it's like, you're already dead.
That's interesting. Now, you being in the audio kind of world, you probably capture a lot of EVPs.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Do you have any particular ones that stand out to you?
I actually sent one to Joe. Me and my mom went ghost hunting on Halloween last year in Soup Cemetery. And we got an EVP that literally says the sentence, are there any spirits out here?
Wow.
It's the creepiest EVP I ever got, and I actually sent it to Joe. He has it on his personal messenger on Facebook. And it's that has to be one of the most strangest EVPs we ever got, because that has to be like a time slip or something.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe that.
I love it when stuff like that happens, because I talk about the time slips all the time.
Yeah.
And one of the questions I like to ask is, are we the ghost hunters, or are we the ghosts that the ghost hunters are going to be asking later?
Yeah.
You know, and for you to get that EVP, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So I know that you know a lot of people in the rock and roll industry and that, and you get into a lot of these places. Have you ever been into one of these places and just felt creepy, like these old buildings? Where, because I know you get in there before a lot of bands doing the sound and all that. Do you ever feel like you're being watched or getting creepy vibes from any of the buildings that you go to?
You know, I never really did get much of that kind of feeling. There was sometimes in one of the back rooms that's in the Token where I'd get that kind of feeling when I'd shut off all the lights and stuff back when I used to work for the Token. But other than that, I mean, it might have just been just the electrical frequencies messing with me, because, you know, that was where all the power boxes and everything were.
And that
so
definitely
other than
will.
That, I never really did get that kind of feeling. No, okay. I did get those kinds of feelings when I used to work for Greenfield Village.
Okay.
Oh.
And since I don't work there anymore, I'm allowed to pretty much say what I experienced there.
Yeah, and, Greenfield Village, for our listener who doesn't know what that is, it's a city that has been completely like recreated to be in the 1800s, is it?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. In the 1800s. And some of the buildings are from the 1700s as
okay.
well.
Okay. So they brought different buildings together to create this village so people yeah. could come and learn about what life was like at that time.
And those buildings, I mean, I have some pretty cool stories behind that. Like one of the places I was a tour guide for in Greenfield Village was the old grain mill.
Mm.
And every so often you could hear people walking around in the upstairs, but I was the only person in there.
Wow.
Like before, like, you know, anybody would come in there. And the thing is, there's a gate blocking off the upstairs, so nobody but staff can go upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So there's no reason wow. you can go there. And I've checked up there a few times to see if, you know, somebody might have snuck up there. And there's no one up there
wow.
but myself.
That's cool. It's a scary feeling or, you know, sensation when you are in a place by yourself and you hear somebody walking
yeah.
around, you know, you're like, oh, snap.
One time I actually snuck my Ghost Box app in there. You know, you're technically not supposed to do that. But
okay.
I figured my boss wasn't around. Nobody was there. I was bored just sitting in the room. I'm like, I'm going to bust out the Ghost Box. And I just say, if anybody's in here, just say something. And the response I got was, I said something.
Oh, Jesus. We talk about trickster ghosts all the time.
Yeah.
There you go.
it was almost kind of like, you know, excuse my language, it was almost kind of like a smart-ass comment.
Yeah.
Like, there, I said something. It's like, okay, there you go.
We always talk about that, how whenever like I'm on an investigation and I always say, we're going to ask you a lot of weird questions, but that's just the way that we communicate, you know. It's funny because I saw a cartoon like that too,
yeah.
you know, where people are asking us to do things over and over. Do we do it louder? Do we do it what?
Yeah, you just never know. When the spirits are you know, going to present themselves to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I actually grew up in a haunted house.
Okay.
To begin with, like before we moved to the Downriver area, I grew up in a small house in Dearborn, and we had this ghost named Mr. Fritz.
Oh.
I don't remember his full name. I just know his last name was Fritz because we actually found his death certificate in the attic one time.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was harmless. There, I mean, I never did, like, get any, like, creepy vibes from him or anything. He would love to move loaves of bread around.
Oh, really?
So you'd stick a loaf of bread on the table, and it would magically be on top of the refrigerator.
Wow.
You would lay a pair of keys on the couch table, and it would appear on the table in the kitchen. Crazy stuff like that. One time, he opened up all the cabinets inside of the kitchen, and then when you turned around, all the cabinets were shut.
Very
interesting. Would have loved to get that on video. That
yeah.
would have been amazing.
If I was playing guitar too loud in my room, he would actually yell through my guitar amplifier to shut up.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I've actually heard him before.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting experiment to take an amp somewhere paranormal, play a guitar and see if you get anything through it.
There was times where, because our very last day that we stayed at that house, when we were moving out, one of our cats liked to hide inside of this gap between the laundry chute and where the chute ended. They could climb up in the middle. And I actually saw him from the corner of my eye watching me try to get the cat out of the thing.
Oh, my goodness.
One of the greatest Mr. Fritz memories I have, though, is one time all the parents and my sister were gone somewhere. I forgot where. And I hear this voice while I'm watching TV go, "Hey!" And I'm like, "What?" No response. I turn back on TV. I hear him go, "Hey!" I'm like, "What?" And I hear the cat screaming from my bedroom. And he goes, "Are you going to open that?" And I'm like, "Well, you could have just said there's a cat in my room." Would have made it a lot more simpler. So it was always weird. It was like we were living with an extra family member that was invisible.
Yeah.
That we couldn't actually see.
That's so interesting. Now,
the one time I actually saw him was the time he was watching me try to get the cat out of the laundry chute. But
maybe he had a cat. Maybe he liked cats.
I don't know, but
What did you guys do with the death certificate? Do you remember?
I don't know. My parents were the ones that found it, and I don't know what they did with it.
Did it say how he died or where he died on there?
I just remember the last name on it was Fritz.
Okay.
And that was why we all just called him Mr. Fritz.
Mr. Fritz. And he didn't follow you to your new house?
We might think that he might have.
Okay.
Because there are times where, kind of similar to what happened at the old house, you'll lay something down somewhere and it will magically appear in places that you did not stick it in.
Huh. Interesting.
So he might have followed us, but we're not too sure.
Yeah. You wonder if he wants to be around the people that accepted him or heard him, or does he want to stay in the house where he, you know, that was his house?
It was definitely like a sad feeling at the old house when we left.
Yeah.
I heard a voice, my mom even heard a voice that said, you know, why? Like, it was, like, sad. Like, why are you leaving? Like, why?
Oh, okay. You know, and that kind of makes you wonder, too, we always ask that question, are they part of the house or part of the people? If he's stuck in that house or part of that house, he would say, why are you leaving?
Yeah.
Because if he wanted to follow you, he'd just follow you.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Poor Mr. Fritz.
Yeah.
There was another really hilarious one, and I kind of wish my mom was here to attest. We were up north at, like, this Greenfield Village-type place. It was another, like, small city that they reconstructed to be, like, the
1800s. Okay.
And they had a doctor's office in there on display. And we asked, you know, hello, is there anybody in here? We hear this deep voice, almost like this, like, pillow talk voice go, yes.
Oh, my God.
And my mom said, oh, hell no. Bolted out the other side. So like, years ago, like, well, maybe there's a tour guide in there messing with us or something, just being silly. So we go back in there. And we walk into the room where we heard the voice, and there's nobody in there. My mom goes, oh, hell no.
I can see your mom doing that. That's so funny because, you know, like, people, they want to ghost hunt. They want to have an experience. And when it happens, they get scared. They run.
We say that all the time. Like, I always say,
but
if you hear us.
The thing is I'm weird because I can sometimes I can actually hear them without, like, the recorder.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of used to just hearing them without anything. So I thought, well, maybe it was just something I heard. But when my mom heard it, too, that was when I was like, okay, something weird's going on.
Yeah.
I don't consider myself, I'm not psychic. I can't predict things or anything. But I can hear ghosts sometimes without recorder. And then, you know, I can play back the recorder and be like, yep, that's exactly what I heard.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have that. They just don't tune into it, you know?
Yeah.
They're, like, so busy with life and work and jobs and bills, and you don't take the time just to listen to the universe. I thought I saw a UFO the other day. I was going down 75 on Friday, and I was, like, trying to videotape because I'm like, is nobody else seeing this? And I get up closer. It was the Goodyear blimp. Like, darn it. I thought I captured something. Just the blimp.
Just the blimp, but which is an oddity nowadays to see the thing.
Yeah. It's interesting because, you know.
One of my coworkers said the most hilarious thing. He said, I tried to look for a UFO, but all I saw was Goodyear.
That's a good one. I got to remember
that's
that.
That's what one of my coworkers said. We were talking about ghosts and stuff, and that was what he said.
That's a good one. Sorry, guys. Not enough caffeine in the world today.
I actually have seen a couple UFOs.
Okay.
One of which I actually saw at the Houghton Lake when we did the UFO
watch.
Oh, my
God. That was cool.
That flashing one. You were there, too.
Yeah. Did you look through
the
night vision goggles?
Yes.
Wasn't that amazing?
That was incredible.
I'd never seen anything like that in my life. See that many stars.
Yeah.
And then I saw something zip right across.
See, I didn't see that, but I saw the I just saw the nighttime through the night
goggles.
That was
incredible.
That
was amazing.
But anyway, one of the UFOs I saw was in the middle of broad daylight. I work over by the metro airport. Mm-hmm. I actually work in the metro airport.
Okay.
One of the times, because my mom was in the car, so we had to have just been driving by the airport. We saw this thing. I saw it. My mom didn't. It was shaped like an airplane, but it was flying backwards.
What?
It was bizarre, and it flew into a cloud and never came out of the cloud.
Wow. That's incredible. I mean, you would think they would be curious about airports and our type of air mechanics.
Yeah.
And they would be attracted to airports because they want to see what's going on, yeah. You know?
And Andrea Perrin told me that she saw something like that at the Atlanta airport,
wow.
Where she saw an airplane that looked like it was flying in reverse. She said she's seen that.
We have to look into, like, you know, reports of seeing UFOs near airports, because
yeah.
I think it would be very high.
Another really good one was me and my mom were having a bonfire in the backyard, and we were looking at the sky, and there was this red dot, and it hovered over our house and went, like, right over by, like, where the highway is, because we live, like, if you've ever been to the metro airport, mm-hmm. You know, you see, like, 275s on one side.
Right.
And, 94. Like, the airport's right next to that. So we saw it hover right there, like, over 275. And it stops right there. And you see it hover up, down, left, and right. And it disappeared. Like, it made, like, a triangle shape.
Wow.
And then it disappeared. Right after that, we saw, like, three fighter jets just go shoom, shoom, shoom. And just start flying around that area where that UFO was.
That's crazy.
It was incredible. We're like, you know.
How do you explain that?
You can't.
You know,
all the neighbors stuff. Oh, did you hear those fighter jets? And we're like, yeah. Funny thing about those fighter jets,
yeah.
You know.
That's incredible.
All right. Well, Josh, I love your stories.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Always a good time to see you.
Bring us more stories.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks for coming down in Toledo. Stopping by.
You're welcome.
And have fun. Name of the band again that you started.
I'm in the power metal band Alien Storm.
Alien Storm.
Yes.
You guys playing out anywhere local?
Next week we're playing at Spirit Alley in Munich.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to say it's the 20th.
Okay.
Yeah, it's October 20th.
All right.
Great.
And then December 18th, we're playing at the Token Lounge.
Cool.
Nice.
Opening for Void Vader.
All right.
Cool.
So check out, you have a Facebook page, just all that jazz. So guys out there, check him out. He's a great band. Great.
Yeah. We'll just put it in the show notes.
Yeah.
It's Alien Storm, just one word.
All right.
Got it.
Cool. Thanks for stopping by.
You're welcome.
All right.
Well, once again, thanks, Josh. That was cool.
It's always good seeing friends.
It is.
Stop by the booth.
Good guy.
Our music that we play in the show, Dead and Five, Dana and James, who are in the band, stopped by as well. So
yeah.
We're really thankful that they came by, and they have a new album coming out, so everybody's going to have to check it out. We'll probably have some new music going here soon.
I was actually out doing my presentation when they come out of the elevator, walked
Joe's
over.
A celebrity.
While I was doing my presentation on ghost hunting.
Very cool. Very cool. Good job, Joey. Anyways, you know, one thing Joe and I did this weekend that we forgot to mention, but we want to bring it to you guys. We did a ghost hunt Friday night.
Yeah,
it was kind of cool. We went to the Toledo Police Museum, which is on North Cove Boulevard in Toledo. It's across from the Toledo Hospital. It's in one of our parks here, and it's really interesting place. They have memorabilia from the early, you know, the start of the Toledo Police here in Toledo. Sorry, it's been a long day. but yeah, really cool, you know, so they have all kinds of cool memorabilia. But Joe, tell them what they have in the middle of this museum.
Yeah, they have, it's a replica, but it's the electric chair from Mansfield Penitentiary.
Yeah, they call it Old Sparky.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we had somebody stop by who volunteers at the penitentiary in Mansfield, also known as Ohio Reformatory. And she was telling us some really cool ghost stories about stuff that happens at Mansfield.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really interesting. She does the tours.
Yeah, and she's sensitive. So she says, I've seen things. I've sensed things. I hear things. So, Yeah, really cool. That's one place that, you know, Joe has not been to, but we're going to get him down there as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Toledo Place Museum, did you have any interesting experiences there? It's very interesting place, but tell us a little bit what happened in the basement of the Toledo Police Museum.
Me and Josh from Haunted Toledo went down to the basement with two other gentlemen that come for the ghost hunt. And as normal, nothing happened around me, but when I went out of the room, they were getting all kinds of activity. They were getting the K2 was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The obelisk, the obelisk was so weird. We walked down, it's when me and you walked down the basement, and right away it said, basement, make spirit holy.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
And one of the things is they're saying there's a negative entity in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And to walk down and have the spirit or the obelisk say that right away, we're like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I noticed too that nobody's did any blessings when they left.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God, I have a spirit
we talk
in the
about
back
it.
Seat.
That's one thing you guys hear us talk about all the time, and we walked out and we're in the car. I'm like,
I know we were tired, but I did. When I got home, I said, okay, if there's anything with me, you have to go back where you came from, and you can't come in my house. Because, you know, last thing I need is like somebody trying to wake me up when I'm trying to get my beauty sleep, which
but
I need a lot of.
Going back to the electric chair.
Mm-hmm.
Something really interesting happened. Now, Sarah from Haunted Toledo had her spirit box, and she was going around, and she would point to the pictures of, like, okay, let me set it up for you. In the center of the room is the electric chair, and then all around it are pictures of people that were executed in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And she would actually point to the picture and say, who is this? And you would hear it in the spirit box.
Yeah, that was really interesting. So all of the pictures that they have surrounding it are people from Toledo that were executed in the chair.
Yeah.
Not that particular chair, but
no,
that was a replica.
It's a replica, but that replica was sitting in Mansfield Penitentiary for years.
Yeah.
And then they actually found the real one.
In a storage.
In a storage unit.
Yeah, it's I mean, like, can you imagine, like, owning an electric chair?
Yeah.
A real one?
I know.
All those people that would be, like, you know you're going to die, and you know you're going to die painfully.
Oh, yeah.
It makes me sad, you know? I mean, I don't agree with people, you know, not being put to death for their crimes, because some of the crimes were absolutely heinous, you know?
Yeah.
Killing children or, you know, murdering and doing bad things, but... You know, it's just weird. Like, I don't know. Weird vibes off that chair, definitely. But it's going to be there for another month. So you guys, if you know, are in the Toledo area, go to the Toledo Police Museum. It's free to get in. They do take donations. Have cool stuff there, like a lot of objects.
Yeah.
You know, you may get something paranormal off one of the objects that's in there.
And ask the two ladies run it. They love to talk paranormal stories.
Yeah, they can tell you what's happened in there. They've heard voices. Some of the machinery that's not plugged in has turned on.
Yeah, she was telling us about that.
Which is very cool because it's old stuff. You know, it's old police dispatching units. What else did they have, Joe?
Yeah, they have one of the original cash registers from...
The music's just going, man.
I know.
We're rocking out with Joe's rap. About to rap.
The cash register is one of the first ones in Ohio that they use to collect tickets.
Yeah.
And they said that they've heard the thing go off, like, as if someone was pushing the buttons.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Also, there's a switchboard.
Yeah.
One of the original switchboards for the police department, and they actually hear voices coming out of that.
That is so cool. I thought it was interesting, too, the guns that they had on display. There was a gun that killed Jack Kennedy, so they look Licavelli's, which was a gang in the Prohibition days. This is the gun they used to kill Jack Kennedy.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a local lore and legend around the area. So that was interesting. And then they did have a little bit of a display about the Licavelli's because they did so much activity here in the Toledo area. You know, I'm sure they were running liquor, gambling, you know, prostitution, that kind of gambit, I guess you would say.
Running the gambit?
Gamut. Gambit, whatever. You guys know what
but
I'm
you guys
talking
get,
about.
You have to make it out to the Toledo Police Museum and just ask the curators there about the ghost stories, because there are a lot of them there.
Yeah, you know, they've had artifacts going back to 1800s there. So,
but one
cool
of the
place.
Other things, too, about that location is Ottawa Park was known as a body dump for a long time.
Yeah.
During the gangster days and everything. So there is a lot of bodies that were dumped in that park.
Yeah, and you know, they're, you know, back in probably in the 70s into the early 80s, there was a lot of attacks in that park, too. Mm-hmm. You know, women getting attacked and things like that who were jogging through it. But really cleaned up since those days.
Well, yeah.
You know.
A lot of the dark energy.
Yeah,
coming
don't be
out.
Scared to come to Toledo. We have lots of good things.
Yeah.
Trust me. But, yeah, just interesting. It was really nice of Haunted Toledo to invite us out, and we could be part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We always loved hunting with the teams.
I know. They're so much fun.
But anyways, I want to thank you for listening this week, and please get up there. Check out our show, or check out our Facebook page, I should say. Check out our show, but they're already listening to it. But tell your friends.
Yeah, just share it.
A little loud. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Take care, everybody. Talk to you next week.
By the way, this is Dead in 5 with Get Party Started.
Let's get this party started, Joe. Woo! See you next week, everybody.